The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. What? We are Jalen Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Today is the day. Today is the day we've been waiting for through pandemics, through quarantines. The NBA returns today, and that is where we start the show with the big game late at night between the Lakers and the Clippers. The Clippers are shorthanded without Lou Will and Montrezl Harrell. So the Lakers really need this win. Jalen, how important is it that the Lakers win tonight against the shorthanded Clippers?
When you're facing a team in your conference that plays in your city, that plays in your building, and you have four of the top 15 players on the court at the same time, it's always going to matter. There's going to be posturing happen the entire time. You're going to see the Clippers run one or two sets and see if they work, and then may never run them again. You're going to see Lakers running certain pick and roll combinations to see if they work, may or may not ever run them again. Same with certain lineups. So even though the Clippers are shorthanded, there's always something to be gained in this game called chess. And Doc Rivers and his coaching staff, Frank Vogel, the exact same thing, are going to be trying to do everything they can to check out certain matchups and how they may look if and when these two teams face one another in the playoffs.
I've got my eye on Kawhi, and I'll tell you why. I did not mean to do that, but I'm really glad I did. Because he has not been playing well in these three games leading into this regular season restart. He's shooting 26% from the floor, 22% from three. Now, maybe it was just the exhibition games. Maybe he's just getting warmed up, getting his sea legs underneath him down there in the bubble. But if this continues, the Clippers are in huge trouble. Do you think that he just snaps out of it tonight and goes off for like 35 and shoots well?
I don't believe that this continues. I don't anticipate him scoring 35 tonight. But what's going to happen is he's going to get more efficient. You and I both know that. And also, being a great player does not make you immune to when things happening around you aren't functioning normally. It throws off your game a little bit. Didn't you just say that Patrick Beverley, Lou Will, Montrezl Harrell, these guys have been in and out of the bubble, which means they've been in and out of practice. And so as the Clippers, who are there based on their projections for up to 3 months based on their goals, he has plenty of time to ease into his game.
And one thing looking at this, especially without Montrezl Harrell, is I look at the Clippers and I say, who is going to guard Anthony Davis? Let me ask you that question. Who are the Clippers going to use to try to slow down Anthony Davis?
So here's what Anthony Davis can't do, and that's settle. I was at the game when they played the most recent time, and his first couple of shots were going away from the basket, not strong, and even shot an air ball. And then he decided to attack. And then when he started playing like an all-NBA performer, he looked dominant. So Zubac is going to have some minutes on him. Morris is going to have some minutes on him. A lot of switching is going to happen when he's out on the perimeter. You can see George and or Kawhi on him at the three line. But the key is, how many times would the Lakers try to post him versus running their normal offense? Teams normally don't like to do a heavy diet of drop posting in today's game. A lot of times coaches feel like it's just a low percentage play based on the analytics.
That's a good point. Now, that is one game. But before that game, we have another one. We have the Jazz against the Pelicans. And the NBA really wants the Pelicans in these playoffs. They really want the Pelicans in these playoffs. When you look at the schedule that the Pelicans have for these eight games, these seeding games,
they play the fly.
Jazz, Grizzlies, then Kings, Wizards, Spurs, Kings, Magic. Look at that finish. Kings, Wizards, Spurs, Kings, Magic. They are really, really trying to get us a Pelicans, Grizzlies play-in game. You know that, Jalen. And if you look at the Grizzlies schedule, they play a much more difficult schedule. Jalen, did the NBA do this intentionally to give us a Zion versus Ja Morant play-in game?
Well, if you look at it, each team that the Grizzlies play are in the playoffs. Can't necessarily say the same thing for their opponent. So I understand where you would come for that, but you got to create some theater, Jacoby. Here's the deal. Going into this bubble, actually in these last eight games, other than getting players ready for the playoffs, there was really nothing to prove. The Lakers have the number one seed. The Bucks have the number one seed. But then when you look down at the East, you don't even care really after like the fifth seed. You don't even care in the East after the fifth seed. It's just like, go finish the season and get the check. But in the West, you're like, wait a minute. Ja Morant? Dame Lillard? Zion Williamson? And the NBA was smart to give four games. Therefore, being up 3.5, Memphis, before this starts, if you're up 4.5 or more,
you're good.
There's no play-in game. So all they got to do, Jacoby, by my math, is win five games and it's yours for sure.
We'll see about that because there are a few teams that could sneak up into that four-game window to create a play-in game. And I would love the play-in game because it's interesting because it's like a double elimination. If the Grizzlies have to lose twice and then the other team only has to lose once, it's a really interesting format and I would love to see it happen. And the NBA engineered it, so it's going to happen. Remember I said that. And Jalen, you pointed out something really interesting about the Jazz backcourt that you've kind of had your eye on all season. What is that?
I do, because as much as I like Mike Conley, in particular what he was able to do in Memphis, and I'm a huge fan of Donovan Mitchell, he's a player that I'm watching potentially in free agency if the Jazz don't lock him up long term. And they don't have Bogdanovich. And so I'm thinking, when you're making a decision to pair these guys together, someone has to know that Donovan Mitchell's best with the ball. He showed that in the playoffs. So if you're going to take the ball out of his hands at 6'2.5, and I know when we see a lot of his moves, it reminds a lot of us of Dwayne Wade, but the difference is Dwayne Wade is 6'4". He's 6'2". Yep. So therefore, he and Conley could be a small backcourt. And you're taking the ball out of his hands. So the thing I'm really watching, if Mike Conley's making shots. Because if he's not making shots and you're taking the ball out of Donovan Mitchell's hand, the Utah Jazz without Bogdanovich could be a first-round exit.
Looks like it. Jalen, there's been so much discussing these last few seasons, and especially this season, about small ball. The Rockets, they're playing small ball. The Celtics are playing small ball. And when you watch these two teams play each other, it just feels like I would be the tallest person on the court if I was out there. But you want to introduce a new term to the lexicon for all NBA fans and analysts. What is that?
I do, because those that support this program over 10 years know that as trailblazers of the industry, Jacoby, we take words out of the lexicon. Okay, but it's only right that we add them as well. And I would like to do so. The term is tall ball. Doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out what that means. And the last time you watched basketball or the last time you were watching sports, nobody were using that term. After right now, everybody's going to be using that term. And here's why. Look throughout the landscape of the league, Jacoby. In the era of positionless basketball, and by the way, positions were only created so a novice could follow the game. We use terms like power forward, center, bigs, but their body types are different. And so I'm like, wait a minute. We have so many players that are tall players, but are initiators of offense for their team. For example, look no further than the Denver Nuggets. They have a center who initiates offense. Look at the Lakers. They have LeBron James. He's 6'9", leading the league in assists. Look at that lineup. The only guy that's under 6'8 is Danny Green. And that's because they're going to need him to chase the smaller guys. When the Milwaukee Bucks are playing basketball, Giannis has the rock. He is 7 foot tall, Jacoby, playing alongside Lopez, who's also 7 foot tall. And both of those guys are all NBA defense. And Bledsoe, again, small guy out there to play against the smaller guards. He's a lockdown defender. I remember being young and just enamored with a guy named Irvin Magic Johnson, tall point guard. Penny Hardaway fell into that category as well. Not the point forwards, not Paul Pressey, not Scottie Pippen, not Grant Hill. The point guards. Tall ball is the new wave in the NBA. And a player that I didn't mention, Jacoby, who's injured this year, get used to this. Kevin Durant at center. You're going to see a lot of that when he returns.
I'm glad you brought up Magic Johnson because there are so many players that are of his height or taller that are averaging over 5 assists. Take a look at this list. You've got, obviously, LeBron James. He's at 10 assists a game. But look at Ben Simmons, Jokic, Antetokounmpo, Bam Adebayo, all averaging over 5 assists a game. And assists are different than shooting threes because people always say, oh, in today's NBA, the bigs or the centers are shooting threes. But these are bigs that are playmakers. What does that tell you?
They're initiating offense, and you're trying to find different ways to use athletes to their skill set, not the other way around. It's not a one-size-fits-all. What Ben Simmons can do as a point guard is going to look a lot different from the other guards in the league. In particular, how he can finish at the hoop, but he's not going to make threes. And so when you have a tall guy to initiate offense like all of these teams do, it opens up the paint as well, Jacoby. Dribble handoffs, backdoor cuts, spacing with the pace that teams like to play at. So this is the new wave. A guy like Bam Adebayo has improved his ball skills so much that we didn't even know that he was able to be a triple-double threat in the NBA. So young in his league, tall ball. That's the new wave of the NBA.
Remember where you heard it first, Jalen and Jacoby, and tall ball. Moving on to a story that was hot yesterday. Joe Kelly. We all saw him maybe not intentionally, but definitely intentionally throw at the Houston Astros. Well, he has now been suspended for 8 games by Major League Baseball. A lot of people are pointing out that not a single Astros player was suspended a single game for their role in the cheating scandal. What do you think about Joe Kelly getting an 8-game suspension?
I think Major League Baseball continues to mishandle the punishment and or the backlash that comes with the Astros winning the championship and having the MVP in the same year that we know that they cheated. They got lucky, Jacoby, that fans aren't going to be able to boo them and hold up signs. Yep. They were thin-skinned so early in training camp, they were taking people's signs. Okay? They're going to go around Major League Baseball and there will be people plunking them. That's going to happen. It's been a fabric of baseball. Yep. For as long as we know.
We'll keep an eye on that. Another thing we've kept an eye on is the 100 list of NFL Network puts out every year. It is voted on by the players, and they've put out their top 10. Patrick Mahomes comes in at number 4, the 3rd highest rated quarterback. Jalen, should Patrick Mahomes be above Russell Wilson and Lamar Jackson?
So here's what I want to say into this microphone. I, like everybody else, can see greatness. And Patrick Mahomes, we all know he has it. Lamar Jackson does too. Russell Wilson does too. And you know what the other players in the league who are voting were thinking? If he had the weapons that he has, that they would be spectacular as well. And probably wearing a Super Bowl ring, and for Russell would be his second. And so for Mahomes, yes, he's won a regular season MVP. He's won a Super Bowl MVP. Lamar Jackson has won a regular season MVP. Russell Wilson has also won a Super Bowl. That's why it's going to be great theater when the season starts.
Absolutely will. We have Tom Brady in action. Tua passing a physical. That and much more. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Corona Extra. Find your beach.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. It is Jalen's favorite segment where he gets to decide what we discuss. It is time for Keep It Moving. Jalen, if you would like to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, me and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. We start with Tom Brady playing
hit
football
the
for the Buccaneers. Tom Brady working out with his new teammates. This is the most exciting thing about this NFL season. What do you expect from Tom in Tampa?
I just love that my fellow Wolverine brother looks cut up now. Because when you see that video of him at the combine, that body looked a lot different before he's making those sacrifices. So I can't wait to see him in Tampa, Bruce Arians on the sideline, the weapons that they have on the field in his new uniform. They have a short window to get some things done. And if anybody can make it happen, it's going to be Tom Brady.
Absolutely. Lamar Jackson wants a new
receiver. Hit the brakes.
Don't believe who it is. He says he's still hoping that the Ravens sign Antonio Brown. Do you think this is a good idea?
I think it's a great idea. Here's why. For those that don't know, there's a love language that wide receivers have with their quarterbacks. And I could tell Lamar Jackson and Antonio Brown would sing a sweet tune as performers. And there's another dynamic in the locker room that'll work. Hollywood Brown, his cousin, also plays on the team. That also incentivizes Antonio Brown not only to ball, but to be a leader for his younger cousin. And lastly, they have a championship coach in John Harbaugh that you know I'm a major fan of. I think that'd be a really good landing spot for AB outside of all of the issues he has going on with the court system and what the NFL is investigating as it relates to his situation.
Tua passed his physical. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Keep it moving.
We keep it moving.
I know, it's too emotional for you. Still too emotional. Still too emotional heating up on the Lions. We have video of the Lions socially distancing locker room. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Meow, hit the brakes.
This is what the Lions locker room looks like. They're going to be socially distancing themselves from wins all season long, too. The Lions are so trash. Again, be the worst team in the division. Again, retain Matt Patricia. And again,
a couple of our players
every single Sunday.
Some issues. Shout to Galladay. He going to ball this year.
Jalen, a key member of the Chiefs, has opted out of the 2020 season. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Damian Williams was watching the draft. Was like, y'all picked who from where in the first round? No, in all honesty, congratulations, Super Bowl champion. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. We are not about to be judging people who decide to opt out at this point to be at home with their families during this really difficult time. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
More bad news for the Miami Marlins. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Baseball without a bubble. It's going to be hard to get to a World Series champion. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Michael Jordan announces
hit the break.
A huge donation. He announced that he's going to be donating $100 million. Jalen, what do you think of that?
Over 10 years, $10 million a year. It's a graduation for Michael Jordan because he was a player that was so focused on his greatness and he wasn't a guy that was socially and politically conscious for public consumption. And it's refreshing to now see him speaking out, having opinions, doing statements, and doing major pledges like this that are game changers, in particular for people of color, because he knows what I know and how people line up to get those shoes years over years over years over years. That validation happened via the culture.
Sabrina Ionescu did what we all wanted her to do. She went off last night, 33 points, 6 for 10 from 3. The Queen Sabrina showed up in her second game. What do you think?
Are you going to be all right? You just take this. Why are you asking me what I think? You don't care what I think when we're talking about Sabrina. So you go ahead. You got on a nice shirt. Go ahead.
I love the Liberty. I am now a Liberty fan. I love this performance from Sabrina, but I do have to say they are now 0-2. So love the performance. Love wins even more. Sabrina, you always will be supported here on Jalen and Jacoby. And when we come back, we will be joined by a gentleman named Rose Tradamus, who will give you all of his bubble predictions right after this. So stay tuned for that. You got to give the people.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Corona Extra. Find your beach.
NBA action returns tonight, and so does Rose Tradamus return to Jalen and Jacoby. We have 2 minutes on the clock for you, Rose Tradamus. We need some predictions from you. First question for Rose Tradamus. Who will be the 8th seed in the Western Conference?
Memphis Grizzlies, Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., they find a way to hold down that spot. If they win 5 games, I believe it's theirs. Even if it's a play-in game, it's theirs. I know the Pelicans have terrific young talent, in particular Brandon Ingram, the All-Star, and Zion, who's going to be a superstar. But I believe the Rookie of the Year leads his team to the playoffs.
Will the Western Conference Finals be between the Clippers and the Lakers as we expect?
Yes, yes, yes.
Great.
Superstar power. LeBron and AD, PG and Kawhi. It's what we all been waiting for.
Will a player be disciplined for bringing a romantic partner into the bubble?
I just hope they're not punishing people if they set off the smoke detector. I don't think somebody's going to get punished for doing this.
Will the Miami Heat make it to the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs?
Yes, yes. They're not losing in the first round. I don't care who they play against.
Will the Pacers or the Sixers secure the 5 seed in the Eastern Conference?
It depends on the health of Victor Oladipo. The All-Star Sabonis had to leave the bubble based on an injury. So doesn't look so good for my Indiana Pacers, Philadelphia.
Will Bol Bol have an impact in the bubble?
Yes, he's already had an impact. You see him get the rebound, take 4 dribbles, and pull up from 35? Absolutely. Tall ball, Denver.
Will Jalen Rose be going to the bubble?
Well, I'm a game time decision, dog. I'm a game time decision. I got to let this play out.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show, Rose Tradamus. We'll be back tomorrow at 4 o'clock to talk about the game. We always say we give the people what they want, and part of that is listening to the people. So we have a voicemail line set up, 985-80-JALEN. That's the line you call. Make sure you do it right now, not later, right now. Pick up your phone, call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this.
Jalen and Jacoby, what up, though? This is Chase. I currently live in Nashville, Tennessee, but I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. Shout out to the staff. So today I'm celebrating my birthday, and of course, I'm going to do a little in-house champagne and campaigning. But I have a question for you guys. So what's the best gift that you've gotten for yourself on your birthday? Because I know a lot of times people give you gifts and it's not really what you expected. But, you know, only you know what the best kind of gift that you want. Shout out to everybody. Keep getting them checks.
Appreciate the call, Chase, in Memphis from Little Rock. One time, I had the black and red Jordan 1s, and I wore them so much, they wore all the way through in the bottom that you would get wet when it rained. My socks would get wet, and I left them in the back of a cab after a rec league basketball game.
No.
Watched that cab pull away, realized it a little bit too late, and then one day on my birthday, I said, you know what? I'm going to rebuy those, and I spent way too much money on those. And I still have them right in my closet.
How much?
That was the best gift I ever gave myself. I think it was like $400, $450, something like that. Somewhere in there. It's expensive. For a pair of sneakers, that's expensive. Jalen, what's the best gift you've ever bought yourself?
Respectfully, Jacoby, if you think about it, there are certain situations that happen in your life around your birthday to get you to reevaluate yourself, because it depends on what point in your life it happens. So your 13th birthday is different from your 16th. Your 16th yep. birthday is different from your 18th. Your 18th is different than your 21st, and on and on and on. And so I started to realize I wanted my birthday to have consistency. And in order for that to happen, as you know, I make sure as a life trait, I celebrate my birthday as much as possible. I'll take an entire 30-day window if I need to. And during that window, as I look back at my history, I think one constant has always taken place around my birthday. I kicked it at an adult entertainment establishment.
That's how you reevaluate your life every year on your birthday? I thought you were going in a completely different direction. A former colleague of ours at ESPN, big shout to Mike Antonoro, greenlit my very first show that I ever made. He used Big to dunk Mike. A basketball every year. Every year at his birthday, he would dunk a basketball. I love
That's
that.
That's a
tradition.
Good one.
I hope he's still
That's
doing
a good
it.
One.
He would, and like sometimes he would start working out like 3 months before his birthday just so he could get up
That's
there.
That's a good
it.
One, Mike. All right. You inspired.
If right now, I like that. Right now, can you dunk a basketball?
Yes.
I filmed you dunking one like 4 or 5 years ago. Right now, you could dunk a basketball?
Yes.
I haven't dunked
I was
a basketball
heavier
since
then.
Like, it was like 2013. I haven't dunked a basketball since about 2000.
Just look at it like this. I lost 20 pounds since then.
Good for you. Good for you. The only way I could lose 20 pounds is if I cut off my left arm. That's the only way I'm losing 20 pounds at this point in my life. That's it. That's it. Jalen, we had some tech problems, which means we have to cut the podcast exclusive part of the content short. But make sure you call 985-80-JALEN and leave us a voicemail. Do that right now. 985-80-JALEN.
As always, we will make sure we continue to give the people what they want. Make sure you call right now and leave a voicemail. DVR the show. Right now, we come on at 4 p.m. daily. On August 17th, we'll be moving to 2 p.m. And as Jacoby mentioned, there's been tech issues all day. So much so, we lost them right now. See y'all tomorrow. You got to give the people-